First of all, I have to apologize that I missed the shiur last week between Purim and traveling from here to there and so on. It's poshut that I wasn't able to make the shiur. So let's try starting again. V'yesa se'es, v'yesa oz. And then you come to Vayakel and Pikuda and you wonder, oi, yesa se'es, v'yesa oz, nochamol, again and again and again. We know it all, we've learned it all, we have it all. Why so much repetition in the Torah, in the Indian of the Mishkan? And so we feel a little bored by it. And the interesting thing is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is bichlal not bored with it. That's the Ramban over here at in Vayakel. It says, V'alaklal kol ze derech chibba v'derech maila, that this constant repetition about the Mishkan is derech chibba v'derech maila loyme ki chofetz Hashem b'melocha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves what's going on and he can't get enough of it, k'viyochol. Noch amol, and again the Shulchan, and again the Oron, and again the Mizbeach, noch amol, the Big Dekohonim. Umazkir oiso b'toyrosoi pa'omim rabbis. He mentions it again and again and again. The Ribbono Shel Olam can't get enough of it. Also, l'harbo Yisrael oiskimba. Now the Ramban makes a very, very, very interesting comparison. He says, "Ki inyan masha amru b'medrash," that this constant repetition of the inyonim of the Mishkan is reminiscent of what it says in the Medrash, that yofes sichas avdei botei ovas lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitayrosa shel bonim. That's more, it's more by the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's Yofe. He has more hanor from the Sicha Shel Avde Ova, it's more than the Terosa Shel Bonim. Shahari Pasha Shel Eliezer, Shnaim Shlosha Dapin. That the story of Eliezer in Chayesoro, Nochamol, it's two or three Dapin. And I'll say that there are many Gufe Halochas which you learn from an extra letter. So, the emphasis, it bothers me, what's the comparison? The Yofes Yichoson Shel Avde Ovas, Yoysa Metoyroson Shel Bonim, Magosh Yeshiva Zeira Tzadik Egwacha, Reb Aaron Kotler. Like, he learned Pshat like this, and that sort of, it was always in my mind, that was the Yosoid. He said, why Taka? Why Taka is Yofes Yichoson Shel Avde Ovas, Yoysa Metoyroson Shel Bonim? So he said, because from the way that Eliezer carried himself in this very, very, very difficult Shlichus, you can learn many, many, many Yesoides in Derech Eretz. Gemara says, always, if you have certain Chesroiners, tell them right away. You learn from Eliezer, Eved Avraham Anochi, it's the first thing he said. He didn't say, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva in Avraham's Yeshiva. He said, Eved Avraham Anochi. Like, there are millions of things, and the way that Rivka was Noyeg, so there's Kol Minei, in Yone Derech Eretz, which you can't write in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to see, you have to observe the people acting that way. And when you observe the people acting that way, so then you see how to act and how to be a mensch. So, Halocha in Hilchos Tumen Tara, if you can learn it from an extra Vav, why write more? There, it's just a matter of knowing the information. You know the information, so if you can know it from an extra letter, no reason to do more than that. But here it's not a question of knowing. It's a question of absorbing, of seeing, of having hanor. When you see a beautiful person act beautifully, it's such a nachas. When you see somebody who's really got good middos and he acts in a beautiful way, or maybe in his tefillah he's got a terrific kedusha pouring out of him, like you have hanor. You can't see enough. You can't see enough. So that's the pshat. Yofes Yichoson Shel Avde Ovas, Yosem Yitzharoson Shel Bonim. Over here, listing what the Oren looked like and what the Shulchan looked like, it's a completely different story. Like, we know already what it is. Like, why do you have to repeat it again and again and again? And you see from the Loshon of the Ramban that it's not the pshat that we need to chazar, so we need a lot of chazar, they were very complicated, so we need to chazar a lot. He doesn't say that. He says the Ribbono Shel Olam likes it. Ze derech chibba v'derech mailo loyme ki chofetz Hashem b'mlocha. because he loves it so much. What's there so much to love about all the appearances of the Kelim and the Big De Kohuna and so on? It's a very, very merdige Sache. So I think that from the way the Ramban is masbeh it over here, that it's like Yofis Yichosim Shel Avde Ovas. It's, I think, who knows whether I'm learning right pshat, but it seems to me that the Ribbono Shel Olam, like, he wanted to chazer over again and again and again and again, because each time that he heard, this is how the oven is going to be made, this is how the shulchan was made, this is what he did here, and this is what he did there, and he was mitzap his zorov here, and he made the avonim over there. The word is that the Ribbono Shel Olam, each prat excited Ki'ilu Kiviyochal the Ribbono Shel Olam. He couldn't wait to bring this Mishkan to fruition. And the emes is, like, asked myself, I never really understood, but like when I was thinking about this shir, I think I began to understand a little bit. Like, we don't know what the avoider of Kobonus is, we never went through it, we never experienced it, so it's hard for us to think ourselves into that sort of form of avoider. But what taka lies at the bottom of it? I never understood when I was doing the Divrei HaYomim for Art Scroll, so we're learning Meloch and Divrei HaYomim, the Chanukas Abayis of Shlomo HaMelech when he was Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of Kobonas he brought. And I never understood it, like, what's the big deal? Yeah, like, you know, Kilo, you've brought a korban, so you've shown the Ribbono Shel Olam that whatever it is that a korban stands for, so you've done it. What's the next thousand going to add to that? What's the thousand after that going to add to that? And the thousand after that? And the thousand after that? What is it all about? So I think that the emes is, the Maral says somewhere, that he brings a medrash, that the Sforim and Chumash, the first four Sforim, he says, Dvorim is Mishneh Torah, but the first four Sforim, that's Bereishis, is Keneged HaKel HaGodol, Shemois is Keneged HaGibor, VaYikro is Keneged HaNoira, and Bamidbor is Keneged Oysa Mishpat Ger Yosem VaAlmona, that's Hashkocha. So let's forget about Bereishis, Shemois, and Bamidbor. Why is VaYikro Keneged HaNoira? So the Maral, if I remember him correctly, the Maral says like this, at Hanoira, what is the Ribbono Shel Olam? He is a Ribbono Shel Olam whom we fear. We stand in awe in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like, what is Koveya, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is somebody in front of whom we ought to be afraid? The answer is, that has to do with Yichud. Whenever there's more than one person involved, Bochum had been Shoyleitzer, they wanted to start a yeshiva, they wanted to hear some advice, how should they start it? I always advise them, take a shutuf, always have another person. It's much, much easier to diffuse if Bochum have tainus on this and on that. If you're the only one, so you're the target of everything. If there are two people, it's easier to diffuse the responsibility among them. The Ribbono Shel Olam is an echad, yichud. That is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why he's a neurer. Because then there's no court of appeal. That when you come to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he says cholila, no. So then the pshat is there's nobody else to go to. That is why the Ribbono Shel Olam is a neuro. What does Sefer VaYikro say? Sefer VaYikro has to do with the korbanos. It has to do with the korbanos. What we do when we bring a korban, the Maral says, if I remember correctly, and if I understood it correctly, what we do when we bring a korban, we're saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, really, you are so great, and your yichud is so all-covering, that really nothing should exist in any real sense without you. And I shouldn't exist either. What I ought to do is to offer myself up in the flames of your Mizbeach and say, I have no Metzius outside Dveikus in you, Ribbono Shel Olam. But I can't do that because you want me to live. So Memele, I symbolize that by bringing a korban. Pochat o Yosef, that is what we do when we bring korbanos. It's a sort of an expression of our realization and our hopefully true matzah for ruach within ourselves, that we know to the Ribbono Shel Olam, nothing has any value outside yourself. And therefore, my whole being strives to lose myself in you. But I'm not allowed to. You put me in this world for a purpose. So I'm going to symbolize my losing myself in you through the Hakrov of Korbanos. If that is what we think, and if that is what we live through, when we bring a korban, it becomes more move-on to me, that why Shlomo HaMelech brought these myriads of korbanos. Because each sheep, we all are human beings, we like each dollar, we like everything. And it's all valuable to us. So I'm going to bring you for a korban, and you for a korban, and you for a korban. Nothing. I don't want to keep this. I want to express through this which is precious to me, and through this which is precious to me, and through this which is precious to me, that there's nothing in this world in any way at all that counts for me anything other than the dveikus in you, Ribbono Shel Olam. And I think that that is what the Ramban means over here, that the word is that these things, these preparations of the Mishkan, the making of the Mishkan, to make it ready to be a Mishkan, where it's going to be a place for the Avoider of Yidden to bring Korbanos and to express the Yichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that gave the Ribbono Shel Olam Simcha. I think that that's the Nakuda over here in the Ramban. I want for the next couple of weeks to talk a little bit about this idea that, you know, what's really at the bottom of Yiddishkeit, which all of us need to know, and even if we've learned it before, we need to chazer it. There's so much that Yiddishkeit demands of us. And most of us, I imagine, maybe not most of us, but I certainly know about myself, we walk around and, you're right, so we do this, we do that, but this is what we're supposed to do, that's what we're supposed to do. But I have a feeling the whole time that there's a lot that is implicit in being Yidden, which, unless we really work very hard on it and put our minds to it, I don't know how much we really experience that. I want to go back a little bit all the way to the beginning of Chumash and talk a little bit about Bereshis. Right at the beginning, the first phrase in the Torah, Bereshis Boro Elokim Es HaShomayim VeEs HaOretz. So Rashi says this very, very famous Loshen, right, Bereshis Boro, Ein HaMikro HaZeh Oimer Elo Darsheni. That the only thing that this Pasuk says is a cry, please darshan me. Eina mikro hazeh oimeres oimer elo darsheni. Kumo shedoshu rabbeisenu b'shvil ha-toiro shenikro es reishes darkoi o b'shvil yisroel shenikro reishes tu oso. So Rashi is saying like this. If you learn the Rashi carefully, it's a longish Rashi. This one and the next Rashi, it's all a little longish. But believe me, and you'll see when you work it through, if you work it through, what comes out according to Rashi, and I've never been oimed on that till this year sometime, that when he says, Ein ha-mikro hazeh oimer elo dasheni, when he says the only thing that this mikro says is dasheni, that means, very literally, the way Rashi works out all the alternatives, there simply is no alternative. The way Rashi learns, Ramban argues, but the way Rashi learns, the words, Bereshis Boro Elokim Es HaShomayim VeEs HaOretz, have no pshat. There is no pshat. There's nothing that will work out, given the fact that Bereshis is in the Smithers, given the fact that the sequence of the Bria was not the way it says it in this Pasuk. Given all this, what Rashi comes out over here is that Lemaisa, this first phrase in the Torah, Bereshis Boro Elokim Es HaShamayim Ves HaOretz, is something which has no pshat. Ramban says later on, says later on, that Tzmurum is also, you see, because Boro, it's written Beis Reish Aleph. And we read it Boro, but really, Mitzat the Mesiras itself, you have to read it Boro, you can read it Beroy also. So there's a hint in the way it's written that you could also dashen in a certain way that at the beginning of the creation of the Shemaim Ba'aretz. But that's not the way we read. And the way we read it, Bereishis Boro Elokim, there is no pshat unless we go to the Drash, which says, B'shvil Yisroel Shenikro Reishis, or B'shvil Yisroel Shenikro Reishis. That's very, very simple and poshut. That is simply the emes. That the way Rashi learns, Ein HaMikra Zeh Oimer Elo Dasheni, means there is no pshat in this phrase. It's only drash. I want to explain what I think is the enormous significance of the way Rashi learns over here, or the way the Chazal, which Rashi brings, learn over here. This concept of Torah beginning with a phrase which has no pshat. Because there's this Wichtige Rashbam, everybody knows it, at the beginning of Vayeshev, I'll just read it through to jog people's memory. We know that the Rashbam, in his Perush on Chumash, is of course Mr. Pshat. He's always learning, very radically in fact, Pshotim in the Psukim, which are Al-Piderach Pshat, and he often ignores the Drosha of Chazal. So we would think that the Rashbam is the last person to make a big commercial for drash. But the fact is that he does. And he reads like this, is at the beginning of Vayeshev. Very, very important Rashbam. And we'll soon see what it's got to do with us. So the Rashbam says like this. Yaskilu v'yovinu oyave seichel. He says, there are oyave seichel, people who love the intellect. They're oyave seichel, very interesting notion. Oyave seichel. And we'll see in the course of what the Rashbam says that these are the people who like to learn pshat very much. So he calls them oyave seichel. That they should know, I'm talking now to the Oyave Seichel, and I want them to realize, Ma shelimdunu rabbeseinu, ki ein mikro yoytze midei pshutai, that there is a yesoid, that there is a place for pshat in the Torah. The Gemara says, ein mikro yoytze midei pshutai, the pshat has a message to give us. Now, af ki ikra shel Torah, although the pshat is not the ikra shel Torah, Afki ikra shel teura, boso le lamdeinu ule hoidienu biremizas hapshat hahadorois vahalochois vahadinem al yedei arichas haloshoin val yedei shloshim ushtayim midas shel Rabbi Yezeb benoi shel Rabbi Yossi Aglili val yedei shlosh esre midas shel Rabbi Yishmoel, the droshas. The ikka is the droshas. Vahorishoinem mit teuch chasidusom. Because the Rishonim, that means the Rabbonim who came before me, they were Hasidim. And therefore, they zeroed in on the Iker. Nisasku lintois acharei hadroshois, shehein Iker. They were only interested in the droshes, because for them the Iker was, let's see what the Rabban Shalom wants us to do. Lo yamedrash Iker el hamaisa, let's know the droshes, because the droshes are going to tell us what we're supposed to do. Mitol chasidusom nisasku lintois acharei hadroshois shehein ikke. Umitol kachloi hugelu beoimek pshuta shel mikro. Olefi shomru chachomem al tabu b'nechem behegoyen. What do we have to deal with pshat so much for? Chachomem said we shouldn't learn so much chumash. V'gam omru ha'oisek b'mikro midr ve'eno midr. Ha'oisek b'talmud ein lecho midr gedoyle mizu. Because that's where you learn what to do. ומתוך כך לא הוגלו כל כך בפשוטון של מקרויס. וכדומרין על במסכת השבת, this is very interesting Gemara, that Rav Kahana said, הבינו בתמנה סורי, I was 18 years old, וגסינון כולו תלמודו, and I knew the whole of Shas by heart, ולא הווי יודענו דאין מקרו יוצא בדי פשוטה, I didn't even realize that אין מקרו יוצא בדי פשוטה, because I never learned פשט, all I learned ever was the droshes. Then the Rashbam goes on, and he says also the Zaydi, Rashi, וגם רבנו שלמה אבי אמי מאיר עיני הגוילה, שפירש תוירו נביאים וחסובים, לא שם לב לפרש פשוטו של מקרא. He was careful, although he was certainly from the Hasidim Rishonim, but he was still careful to learn Pshat. ואף אני שמואל ברב מאיר חסונה, and also I, his son-in-law, נסווכחתי עמו. We had a discussion, Zaydi and I had a discussion together. ולפון, והוידה לי, and he agreed that I was right, שאילו היו לוי פנאי, היו צורך לעשות פירושים אחרים, לפי הפשטוס המשחת שבכל יום. Now as the Rashbam says, I feel it's my obligation to deal with Pshat, not because I don't realize that the Drash is the Iker. There's no suffix that the Drash is the Iker, because the Drash tells us how to live as a Jew, and what to believe as a Jew, and how to act as a Jew. That's all the Yesoidus in the Drash. The Pshat also has something to offer us, a Mikro Yoshim de Pshuta, although Rav Kahana at age 18, having learned the whole of Pshat, didn't know that. But we know it, and therefore I'm going to make it my business to teach you Pshat in Chumash. And the Emes is, I asked Rashi about it, and Rashi himself said he doesn't have time. But if he would have time, he would do that also. So we have from the Rashbam this enormously significant statement, and from the Hemshach of what he says, it seems clear that Rashi agreed to that, that the Iker of Torah is the Drosh. So we started off by asking, why would the Torah begin with a phrase, the very beginning of the Torah, kielu, like that's the Hakdama to the Torah, and it's saying what? Bereshis Bara Elohim, which has nothing but Drash. What does that mean? What does that really mean? So the emes is, I think I may have mentioned this before, there's a very, very interesting Maharal in the Gevuras. It's talking about the Basparoi, when she was going down to bathe in the Nile. So it says, that her female attendants were walking with her by the river. So Chazal say, Holchos Lemisa, that they were going to their death. So apparently the word is that they wanted, or would have wanted, to dissuade her from rescuing Moshe Rabbeinu, that she shouldn't rescue Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mimena, they were Holchos Lemisa, the Rebbeinu Shem killed them. So the Maharal says, you shouldn't think that when it says that they were Holchos Lemisa, that was a physical death. It wasn't a physical death. They kept on walking around, and when they got back to the palace, they made breakfast for the Baspara, everything as usual. But what it means is that the Rebbeinu Shem drained from them their inner chiyus, that which made them tick, that which made them active, that's what made them into responsible human beings, that the Rebbeinu Shem took away from them. But often, that they lost all ability to persuade the Basparoi to do anything other than what she wanted. He took away their koyach, he took away their anushias, but they went on living. Zog the Rashbam. And Mimela, it's very muvan, and this is a very, very interesting Rashbam. He says it's very muvan why the Torah doesn't say befeilus that they were Holchos Lemisa. If in fact they were Holchos Lemisa, so why doesn't the Torah tell us that? It says Holchos. Let us say. Now I say Holchos Lemisa al Sefasaya. So the Rashbam says no, because the Pshutai Shal Mikra, he says, because it's not Mefusam. The way I'm saying that they died an inner death and not an outer death, that means that that death which they suffered was not Mefusam. Nobody could see that, because everybody saw them functioning as they had always functioned, and he wasn't aware that there had been an inner death. Pshat, he says, or implies in the Loshen that he says, Pshat is there to tell us the things that we can observe. Pshat is there to tell us that which we can touch, that which we can hear, that which we can see. It can be very, very tiefe Sachen. But that is the issues with which Pshat deals. Things for which there's no tfisa in our physical world, that don't happen in a real sense in our physical world. Like this Miso El Yoina, that I think the Rashba the Maral calls it, it's a spiritual kind of death, has no place in the Oilam HaPshat. The place for that is the Oilam HaDrash. That's what the Maral is saying. And I think that is Gufa, what we have to apply over here in Bereshis Borel Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Es. The way we were taught in school how to translate it, in the beginning God created heaven and earth. But Rashi is mitzi from that. He says that's not the pshat. So what is the pshat? There is no pshat. What's the drosha? The drosha is, how do I know there's no pshat? Because Bereshis, yeah, normally means in the beginning, except that it has a soymach, because it's in the nismach. So over here it doesn't have a soymach, so we can't use it. But the word be'etzem, if we translate it in the way in which in all other heksherim it is to be understood, it means in the beginning. But it doesn't tell us anything. So the pshat is non-existent. So bereshis turns into bishvil yisroel shenikro reshis. But bishvil yisroel shenikro reshis, bishvil yisroel shenikro reshis, listen carefully, that doesn't exist in the physical world. That idea that the Ribbono Shalom had, that this whole world that I'm about to create is all Bishvil Yisroel Shenikro Reshis, that's not happening in the physical world. So it, just like the death of the Nairos does not happen in the physical world and therefore has no Mokum and Pshat, so the Bishvil Yisroel Shenikro Reshis also has no place in the physical world and has no Pshat. So what the Torah is telling us, Rabbi Sai, this is the first phrase in the Torah. This is my Torah which I'm going to give you. But you should know that reality, real reality, is in the Olam HaDrash. It's in that which is not limited by the physical. It's not in that which fits into the physical, which feels at home in the physical. That is not where the real MS lies. That's not where real living lies, and therefore also real death lies, like the Maral says. But where does the real living take place? In Bishvil Yisroel Shenikro Reshis, that this whole world, this wondrous world with so much going on. I mean, I don't have the eloquence or the knowledge for that matter to touch up what's going on in this world. But everybody today reads, or Rabbi Miller, Hwes, everybody knows what the world is. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I don't care two hoots about it. There's only one reason why it's there. Bishvil Yisroel Shenikro Reshis. I think that is Mekusha very, very much with the Ribbono Shel Olam Simcha at the preparations which are made in Vayakhel for building the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is such a world. The Mishkan is a world, an otherworldly world. It's a place where you come in as an ox and you end up as a Reach Nechoyach by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That it's a world where the reality, where the true reality is not the ox who comes in, or the sheep that comes in, or the wine that is poured, or the water that is poured on sukkahs. None of that is the real thing. The real thing is that everything goes up in smoke relative to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ein oid milvadoi. There's nothing there. That's the yichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the yichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam dictates that all the realities which we experience in this physical world are in fact not realities at all. They're not realities. They are like the basparas, ladies walking around dead and not realizing that they were dead. That the real reality, the emes, the way we're supposed to be, is like the korban. We're supposed to be go up in smoke relative to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nothing there except dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is bereshis, bishvil yisroel shenikro reshis. So just like the Mishkan is in the business of being mevatel the physical for the immaterial, for the spiritual state of being a korban and being zoiche to become a reach nechoyach to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so too the first phrase in Sefer Bereshis is pshatlus. There is no physicality, ke'ilu, which is the world of the pshat. There is only the bishvil yisroel shenikru reishes. If we would know and we would internalize these ideas, I feel like such a fool saying these things, because like these are all they're talking about madregas, which it's not even funny. But the emes is its emes. And if it's emes, and if we could get ourselves to a little bit learn how to live with those truths and in accordance with those truths, then there would be a terrific mile for us.